This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Vice President Pence and for Senator Kamala Harris. They got a great, big, huge, enthusiastic audience for their vice presidential debate. It was up huge from the debate last time. That was between Tim Kaine, remember Hillary Clinton's running mate, and Vice President Pence. So what happened? Who helped his side or her side more? We will get into a frank, fearless discussion of that aspect of the debates. We'll be talking coming up this hour with Senator Ben Sasse, the conservative Republican from Nebraska. He surely watched the debate and is watching eagerly the approaching hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett, where every American should support her confirmation, every American should support her nomination. That begins on Monday. Isn't that astonishing? Today is Thursday. Time is rushing forward. And next Thursday, a week from today, they were supposed to debate, town hall debate in Atlantic, in Miami. And everyone, I think, was kind of looking forward to maybe an even more edifying, uplifting, satisfying exchange of views than Trump and Biden did last time. Well, this morning, Trump said, nope, not showing up. We're going to do a rally instead. Okay, but now, to no one's surprise, there's a contradictory message, which is the campaign is saying he will show up, but not on that date. Is that because of health considerations regarding how the president is doing? All kinds of conspiracy theories that have erupted on the left. Crazy conspiracy theories, yes. Equally crazy to some of the conspiracy theories like QAnon on the right about Trump's illness. Or is it his alleged illness? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We are also going to be speaking to Senator Ted Cruz. And it's an honor to have both Senator Sasse and Senator Cruz on the show today, on the same day, two of the brightest lights on the Republican side. Senator Cruz has a very timely new book about, well, about the importance of the Supreme Court and one vote on the Supreme Court of the United States. 1-800-955-1776. And also important news, shocking news, but not particularly encouraging. There are 13 people who've been arrested in Michigan by the FBI, and good for the FBI, and kudos to FBI Director Christopher Wray and everybody else involved with the Bureau. These are members of two different militias in Michigan who were planning to take over state government by kidnapping the governor. And you say, that's crazy, it's crazy talk. Well, apparently they were armed, they were planning. They cased bridges, and yes, the FBI relied on a turncoat, somebody who was initially part of this group but thought, hey, these guys are going too far. They have tape recordings and all kinds of evidence, and it's a very, very bad moment for the state of Michigan, and particularly for people on the extreme right in that state. Okay. First, the quick news on the ratings for the vice presidential debate, and then the question about will we be having a presidential debate next week? Maybe yes, maybe no. The vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris won a much bigger, vastly bigger audience than the comparable VTP debate in 2016. Now, preliminary figures, which will go up, because they always do, because there will be new numbers coming in. But the preliminary figures show that more than 50 million people watched the VP debate last night. That could easily go up to 60 million, maybe even more, maybe even rivaling the number of people who watched that unedifying and disturbing spectacle from Cleveland with the presidential candidates. The VP debate drew 50 million people so far. That's preliminary numbers. It will go up compared to 35 million people who watched the sedate debate between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine on the same seven channels. They say in the report that the total TV audience for the Pence-Harris debate will increase when Nielsen releases finalized data later today. But the substantial increase from 2016 immediately stood out when the initial Nielsen numbers were shared with the networks. That is a very serious bit of good news. What is not good news is the fact that, as expected and as many people had called for, the Commission for Presidential Debates announced first thing this morning that the second debate, scheduled to be a town hall-style debate in Miami, was actually going to be a virtual debate. They would have President Trump in a TV studio somewhere, and they would have Vice President Biden in a TV studio somewhere, and they would go ahead and participate in the debate and answering questions from some group that would be assembled somewhere. And President Trump, when he found out that they had made this decision, and this is the Commission on Debates, it's not something that Biden had demanded, but it's something that I think sane individuals would welcome, because President Trump is still technically should be quarantined. He has just recovered. This debate would be coming less than 10 days after he had begun to test negative for coronavirus. And the medical recommendations are that you hold off because he could still be infectious. And that's problematic for everybody who attends that debate, including President Trump's 77-year-old opponent. But the president was in the on TV this morning on Fox Business Channel with Maria Bartiromo, and he was doing a phone interview, and he had this to say.
I heard that the commission a little while ago changed the debate style, and that's not acceptable to us. I beat him easily in the first debate, according to the polls that I've seen, but I beat him easily. I felt I beat him easily. I think he felt it, too. He wouldn't answer any questions, and he had the protection of Chris Wallace all night long. It was just, I thought Chris Wallace was a disaster. But I beat him in the first debate. At the second debate, we have a never-Trumper as a host, but that's okay because I beat him in the second debate also. And but I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
So you're not, so Mr. President, you're not going to do it because the CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. I have a host who I always thought was a nice guy, but I see he's a never-Trumper. You know, it came out that he's a never-Trumper. We do have some of them, Maria, believe it or not, because they don't like to win. But I'm not doing
moderator.
I'm not doing a virtual
point,
debate. They didn't even tell us about the debate, Maria.
Okay, I thought it's telling that he says they cut you off whenever they want. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people had called for a virtual debate. Because then you let people know in advance that your 2 minutes is up, boom, you're done. And it means that you can't interrupt because you're from a different studio. Each side gets the chance to actually present their points of view. Last night there was a lot of fretting and a lot of feeling on the Democratic side that somehow Mike Pence got more time than Kamala Harris. It just felt that way because he speaks more quickly. She speaks very slowly. She actually had about 2.5 minutes more of airtime than Mike Pence. We'll be right back with more on the vice presidential debates and the Trump's second thoughts this morning on this new debate that may be coming up after all. We'll talk about it.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No, I don't believe that the biggest star of the debate last night was the fly, even though he did stick on top of Vice President Pence's white hair for 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And, of course, the fly will become a part of debate lore. I was actually put to mind of the Jeff Goldblum science fiction version of The Fly, directed by David Cronenberg. Pretty scary movie, by the way. And the problem with The Fly is he wasn't wearing a mask. And I don't know, it will probably be difficult to make a mask small enough for one of those little critters. And then there's some question about what was going on in the last stages of the debate. It was also not perfectly administered. There was, I think it was a barking dog. Some people said it was somebody just gasping or, so something like that. It sounded like that in the background. And no one has really decided what that was. It didn't do anything to depress turnout or to depress the enthusiasm for Mike Pence's performance. This was a good night for the vice president. I also believe it was a very good night for Kamala Harris. And this is one of those occasions where both sides took advantage of a huge audience to communicate what they wanted to communicate. The point is, what they wanted to communicate was very, very different one to another. Meanwhile, we were talking about whether there will be a debate a week from tonight. Now, that's soon. And these events are so important, and it's entirely possible that there'll be another gigantic audience for a second debate between Trump and Biden. And they just haven't decided what's going on. I played for you his comments on Fox Business, where he said he wasn't going to. He says, "I'm not going to waste my time with a virtual debate. I'm not going to do a virtual debate." He said he would go off and do a rally at that time. And, of course, he's much more comfortable with that format. But the latest reports, I mean literally latest, despite the president's comments this morning, and just hours after saying he would hold a rally instead, the Trump campaign announced it would participate if next week's debate is pushed back a week and the final scheduled debate is also pushed back a week. This is Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, who was also tested positive for COVID-19. I believe he's still in isolation, in fact. But he communicated, Bill Stepien, he said, "We agree that this should happen on October 22nd. And accordingly, the third debate should then be shifted back 1 week to October 29th. Who knows? The Biden campaign quickly shot down the idea of rearranging the dates of the debates, saying they were agreed to back in June. And Kate Bedingfield, who is the Biden campaign manager, Biden campaign spokesperson, said Trump's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar and pick new dates of his choosing, adding that Biden looks forward to participating in the final debate on October 22nd, which it claimed is tied for the latest debate in 40 years. Donald Trump can show up or he can decline again. That's his choice. I think part of what the Trump campaign is trying to do here is October 29th would be later than any other debate, just so incredibly close to the election. And I think that both the Commission on Presidential Debates and both campaigns initially thought it was better not to have a debate that would be, let's see, October 20th, 5 days before the election. And here's Biden when asked about Trump's comments initially, saying he was going to bug out, you'll pardon the expression, no reference to the fly, that he was going to bug out of the second debate. Here's Biden's comments when asked about it. Listen.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, if he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
And I don't know what the Presidential Commission on Debates would do. It's possible, apparently, under the rules that everybody agreed to, is that they hold the debate anyway, but it becomes a Biden town hall. In other words, if they're planning to do a town hall virtually where so-called undecided voters, and I think they would choose the undecided voters that have to more fairly than MSNBC did, than NBC did, that a Biden town hall, which was on NBC with Lester Holt, I mean, it is outrageous. They have now exposed that the undecided voters they had selected were virtually all Biden partisans. And it, would they do a Biden town hall anyway with an empty chair? I think it's doubtful. And if they, if Trump cancels participation in the second debate, what does that mean for the third debate, which has already been scheduled for October 22nd? This all remains to be decided, and it's enormously important in the election because, frankly, there were even people who you normally associate with the mainstream media and the left who thought that that Mike Pence dominated last night. CBS's Nora O'Donnell had praised Pence's performance to the sky. This is clip three, Jeremy, where she talked about how masterfully he handled his responsibilities. Listen.
But Mike Pence was masterful. You may not agree with anything this administration does, but in terms of his debating style, he repeatedly did not answer the question that was posed to him about the record of the Trump administration on a number of issues. Mm-hmm. He pivoted and used the time to deliver a direct attack against Joe Biden's long record in Washington. And I was stunned because I thought that Kamala Harris, the former prosecutor and skilled debater, you know, from many of the primaries, would be able to make sure that it was the Trump record that was on defense. And many times it seemed like Kamala was on defense.
I think there's no question that Pence, I think, successfully put Kamala Harris on defense regarding packing and fracking. Fracking, of course, you know what that is. Packing, meaning packing the court. And look, it is embarrassing at this point. Biden and Harris have to get together on some answer to that question. Will you rule out or will you consider a plan to add justices to the Supreme Court? It's a big deal. It impacts our whole constitutional balance. We will present other reactions to the debate, and I'll give you my take. All coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is still concerning. President Trump says he's out of the next presidential debate after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15 debate will go virtual. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the commission is hurting the election instead of trying to keep debates safe.
We just had an in-person debate last night. So why are they changing the rules and not following the science? Why aren't they talking to the candidates? Why aren't they talking to the candidates and saying, hey, if you test negative, let's go in person? This is not good for the voters. That's what I care about. Voters deserve to hear these candidates in person debate.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved show, Gail King, who was there talking with Nora O'Donnell, they both thought that Mike Pence absolutely won the debate because he had Senator Harris on the defensive. ABC News' Sarah Fagan, well, she also felt much the same thing. This is clip number four.
I think Vice President Pence gave the best economic argument. He said the economy is on the ballot, the American comeback is on the ballot. He made the best case, tying tax policy, climate policy, the Green New Deal. He really had Senator Harris on the defensive.
Okay, he did, particularly in the latter parts of the debate. I thought the debate was much more balanced, frankly, and I thought both candidates came across well. What was striking to me was I'm not one of those people who, having watched very carefully all of the previous five presidential debates in which Kamala Harris participated, and yeah, going all the way back to June of 2019, that's when they had the first Democratic presidential debate. Remember, they had it in two panels of like 10 each because they had so many candidates. And they kept narrowing it down, narrowing it down, narrowing it down. Kamala Harris was not effective in any of those debates. I thought the debate where she attacked Joe Biden so famously for having once opposed busing, I don't think that worked for her at all. She came across as mean and petty and did not do well. I think she did much better last night. And she did much better in the sense that she came across like not someone that you instinctively hate. And I hate to say that. She spoke warmly about her mother. And she scored her own good points at points to going after Mike Pence, particularly in the first segment of the debate about the coronavirus. And And then I know there are some people who thought, Pence was so brilliant because he referred to Joe Biden's plagiarism scandal of 1988 when he ran for president the first time, 22 years ago. And I don't think that's for inside baseball and people who are deeply influenced by Joe Biden's plagiarism scandal. They're voting for Trump anyway. They're voting for Trump anyway. The way that came up was Kamala Harris was making the fundamental point, which I think is a fundamental point that is pushing the electorate right now, which is, look, what is it exactly that the administration is going to do differently to bring this virus under control? I know President Trump issued this silly video before the debate last night saying that the coronavirus was a gift from God and this Regeneron manufactured infusion that the president took made him feel better than he's felt in 20 years, and now he feels perfect and he wants to give that to every American free. Okay, that's not exactly a plan from healthcare professionals or from any of the experts about doing something differently. We have heard so many times, I mean, over 100 times, and you can hear it. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel actually put together a listing of it, of the president saying that we're going to have a vaccine soon. We're going to have a vaccine immediately. We're going to have a vaccine sooner than anybody thinks. It's now fairly clear that Americans are not at any time this year going to have a vaccine that is ready for us. So what is it that the Trump administration plans to do? The virus is not in retreat. In fact, in 30 out of the 50 states, it's been going up. Other places have been going down. In places like North Dakota and Wisconsin, of course, a crucial swing state in the election, the virus has been going up. And I think that Senator Harris spoke passionately and effectively about, my gosh, how are you going to do something different? And by the way, this is not just a question, how are you going to do something different in the second term? How are you going to do something different between November 3rd and January 20th? Because President Trump has several months where he continues as president, which is crucial. The mainstream media I tries to make the least of Mike Pence. I mean, people saying his only accomplishment in the debate was not allowing the fly who showed up so clearly, a large, you'll pardon the expression, black fly on his very white hair. And okay, I will admit it. I was watching streaming live, and I reached up to my computer screen because I thought it was a fly on my screen, and it wasn't. It was on his hair. Okay, that wasn't the biggest thing in the debate. Pence was fairly sharp on a number of points, particularly concerning the Trump tax reform, which, of course, people who support the president, that's one of the big achievements, one of the big accomplishments of his administration. He got it through Congress when we still had a Republican House of Representatives. Thank you, Paul Ryan. Here is Harris basically promising to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. This is clip 8A, Jeremy.
On day one, Joe Biden will repeal that tax bill. He'll get rid of it. And what he'll do with the money is invest it in the American people.
Okay, to which Pence responded.
So when Joe Biden was vice president, they tried to tax and spend and regulate and bail our way back to a growing economy. President Trump cut taxes across the board. Despite what Senator Harris says, the average American family of four had $2,000 in savings in taxes. And with the rise in wages that occurred, most predominantly for blue-collar, hard-working Americans, the average household income for a family of four increased by $4,000 following President Trump's tax cuts. But America, you just heard Senator Harris tell you, on day one, Joe Biden's going to raise your taxes.
Okay, that's a very effective point. Now, of course, she countered and said, and she's been fact-checked on this, that under the Biden tax hikes, no one who earns less than $400,000 a year will have to pay additional taxes. That's not entirely true, though, of course, most people who are earning less than $400,000 will not have a major increase in taxes, at least that they're admitting now. And Pence went on to talk about the tax issue, which is an issue here, as it is, I think, traditionally, that works for Republicans and works against Democrats. And what was the biggest failure for Senator Harris, for Kamala Harris? It was a failure that, frankly, it's incredibly stupid that the Democrats didn't address it beforehand. Very predictable. Joe Biden was asked the same question about packing the Supreme Court. We will talk about that and why packing the Supreme Court is such a terrible idea. And why should anybody care if there are 9 justices or 7 justices or 11 justices? Why does it matter? We'll talk about that with Senator Ted Cruz coming up next hour. But right there in the debate, that was a major fail for Senator Harris. By the way, I do not believe the debate was a disaster for her. I don't think this debate is going to move the meter, particularly in terms of the polling impact. But we will see in the next few days. I certainly don't think that Mike Pence damaged himself. The problem is that if you look at the new polling, even today, while there's very, very encouraging news about some of the embattled Republicans, who some of whom had been just written off, oh, they can't possibly hold their Senate seats. Well, there's new polling that shows ties. Ties in a lot of those supposedly runaway Democratic states. We will get to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Michael Medved show, the latest on the forthcoming debate that's supposed to be taking place a week from now, a town hall in Florida. There will be a town hall in Florida sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. And both President Trump and Joe Biden have been invited. Joe Biden will attend. President Trump has said he will not. And he wants the debate changed. He does not want to participate in a virtual debate. I don't know if without Trump there, Joe Biden will come to Florida or not. Probably he will participate, keep it a virtual setting. Okay, fine. With Steve Scully moderating from C-SPAN. And with town hall questions from supposedly undecided voters. And Trump has said he's going to do a rally, and he probably will now. Maybe he'll try to do a rally somewhere else in Florida. Maybe he'll try to do a rally right there in Miami to upstage the non-debate that is going to be turned into a Biden town hall. And look, this whole thing is sad, and what it reminds me of course, and it should remind everybody else, and this is just breaking news, so I assume that it's accurate, is back in January, right before the Iowa caucuses, they were having a big Republican debate. This is in 2016. They were having a big Republican debate in Iowa. And Trump, I forget why, said he wouldn't go. He didn't like the debate format. He didn't think it was fair. He didn't want to go. So he boycotted the debate. And instead, he did a big rally in Iowa where he said he raised $6 million for vets. And it came out that, no, it wasn't $6 million. Later, he was questioned on the amount and where the money went and where the money came from. And apparently, most of the money that was given to veterans organizations were from a couple of Trump pals, Carl Icahn and somebody else. But people thought, oh, what a brilliant strategy. He's dodged the debate and he's gone ahead and done this rally. They forget Trump lost Iowa. He did, not in the general election, but he lost the Iowa caucuses to Ted Cruz. who's going to be joining us on the show a little bit later today. We were talking about Mike Pence and going after Senator Harris effectively on packing and fracking and also on taxes. Clip 9 from Mike Pence shows just how effective a candidate or a debater in a televised debate can be when you go after somebody, not entirely fairly perhaps, but with a very reasoned, measured, a serious tone, without raising your voice or doing anything in ferocious intensity. People call it the hammer within the velvet glove. I think that's a mixed metaphor. At clip 9, here is Mike Pence.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to raise taxes. They want to bury our economy under a $2 trillion Green New Deal, which you were one of the original co-sponsors of in the United States Senate. They want to abolish fossil fuels and ban fracking, which would cost hundreds of thousands of American jobs all across the heartland. And Joe Biden wants to go back to the economic surrender to China, that when we took office, half of our international trade deficit was with China alone. And Joe Biden wants to repeal all of the tariffs that President Trump put into effect to fight for American jobs and American workers. Joe Biden says democracy's on the ballot. Make no mistake about it, Susan. The American economy, the American comeback is on the ballot with 4 more years of growth and opportunity, 4 more years of President Donald Trump. 2021 is going to be the biggest economic year in the history of this country.
Okay, he addressed Susan. That was what he said. He was addressing that question to the moderator, Susan Page of USA Today, who I think did an outstanding job. She kept the two speakers basically on track and made sure that no one candidate had a dominant amount of time. They had almost identical amounts of time that they were speaking. She also asked a number of good questions that both candidates dodged shamelessly. And the one that struck me, and what was so shocking, is how neither Mike Pence or Kamala Harris even referred to the question. Susan Page asked the question, look, both of your running mates, the people running for president, would be the oldest president ever to take the oath of office. If President Trump stands up there and on inaugural day, he'll be 74. That's older than anyone else was taking that presidential oath. Joe Biden would be 78. That's even older. And they said, particularly with President Trump's illness, have either of you had a conversation with your running mate, the intended president, about disability, about helping in case there is a serious illness? First of all, I think it's likely that neither of them have had that conversation. You cannot imagine Trump having that conversation with anybody. But I think there's at least a chance that Biden is aware of that. He's certainly aware of the 25th Amendment, which 25th Amendment provides a situation where the president, if the president is sick or in the hospital or incapacitated somehow, he temporarily turns things over to the vice president and then can take them back again. Or if the president is permanently disabled, the vice president can become acting president at the initiative of a majority of the cabinet. And these procedures are very serious when you're dealing with older candidates. And the fact that Mike Pence didn't answer the question at all, didn't even refer to it, and neither did Kamala Harris, that was very striking to me. And then there was the issue of abortion. She asked a very good question, which is, okay, what happens, Amy Coney Barrett is added to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court then overrules Roe v. Wade. It basically says, no, this no longer applies. First of all, there's no chance of that happening. Amy Coney Barrett has already said she has no intention. She said that to a law school class 7 years ago, that she has no intention of overturning Roe. It's the law. but allowing more restriction of abortion by the individual states. That she's in favor of. So they asked Mike Pence very directly, Susan Page did. You were governor of Indiana. If Roe was overturned, would you favor Indiana banning all abortions? And Mike Pence didn't answer, didn't even touch it. And he could have easily said on that question, look, I wouldn't necessarily favor banning all abortions, but I would certainly ban federal funding or state funding of abortions. I don't think taxpayers should pay for abortions, and I am pro-life. And fine, he didn't say that. And for Kamala Harris, it's shocking that as a lawyer and a former attorney general, she didn't have the ready answer. The ready answer is, look, if Roe is overturned, my home state of California, there will be no change. No change. Because California was one of those states, and there were more than 20 of them, where abortion had already been legalized long before Roe was adjudicated. In California, it was legalized 6 years before Roe v. Wade, and it was legalized and signed into law, legalized abortion under limited circumstances, but legalized abortion signed into law by Ronald Reagan, who was governor of California at the time. He later said he considered that his biggest mistake that he ever made, signing that bill. But it at least it would have shown that Kamala Harris, who has been a district attorney, who has been an attorney general for the nation's largest state, at least she should have made it clear that she understands that if Roe is theoretically overturned, then it does nothing to immediately change the law anywhere. If you want to change the law once Roe is overturned, that's up to the individual states, which is, I think, the way the founders intended it to work. Speaking of the way the founders intended it to work, did they intend for the Supreme Court to be this all-important? We'll be talking about that with Ted Cruz. And even first, we'll be talking about that with Ben Sasse, this huge fight that opens up really formally on Monday with the hearings of the Judiciary Committee. What does it mean to the country? And what does it mean to our future? And why is court packing, which Kamala Harris did not rule out, why is that such a disastrous idea for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.